Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Nun Zayin, and let's talk about the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. The mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. The Gemara tells us here on daf Nun Zayin Aman Aleph, towards the bottom, Tana Rabbanan Arbat Tzvachu Tzavcha Azara. There are four cries that the Azara screamed out every day. One, Sum Mikambene Elisha Timuhechal Hashem, regarding to different sins that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'ot Tzvacha Tzei Mikani Sachar Ishkvar Barkai Shemachabit Es Atzmo U'mechalo Kachay Shemayim. Right, he would do the Avodah, he wouldn't want to sully his hands, so he used to wear gloves. Ve'karach Yadav Bishiroi Va'avad Avodah, it's a bizayon to the Beis HaMikdash. Va'ot Tzvacha Azara Tzu Shar Mashiach V'yikani Tzishol Ben Piboi Tamidu Shapinchas V'yishamish B'kuna Gedola. Right, let him come in. Va'ot Tzvacha Hazara Tzu Shar Mashiachem V'yikani Yochanan Ben Narboi Talmido Shalpinkoi, let Yochanan ben Arbai come in, v'yimale kreso mikachei shamayim, and fill his stomach with kachei shamayim. Why? Amru alav al Yochanan ben Arbai, shaya ochel gimu meos agagolim. This Kohen ate a tremendous amount, 300 calves, v'shosa gimu meos garbe yayin, v'ochel bram sov, v'gozalos, b'kinua chasuda. And the Gemara says, Amru kal yamav shal Yochanan ben Arbai, lo nimsa nosar ba migdash. There was never any nosar left in the base of Migdash, because he ate, and he had enough to take care of it. Or the Rashi even adds, Shaya Megadla Beiso Kohanim Harbe, he had a lot of people that he took care of, but he made sure that there was no sar in the Beis HaMikdash. Made sure. So interesting. Is that even if every Kohen already had a Kazayis, he made sure there was no sar? Is that an Inyan? Is that a mitzvah to make sure that there's nothing left? Obviously, if you leave over on purpose, that is an issue of the Isser of no sar. There's a mitzvah to burn it afterwards. What if every Kohen is full? Does one have to, like, push themselves, right? So was this a compliment? It was one of its cries that the Azara cried out. It doesn't say here, interesting, Reb Yochanan ben Nerboi. It just says Yochanan ben Nerboi. So okay, this relates to the big topic of eating kachim. So this came up already back on Dav Gimel, 54 Dav ago. Back on Dav Gimel in Mabez, where the Gemara told a story there. Hani Tlasi Kohani. There were three Kohanim. Chad Amar Lahu Igyani Kapul. One of them said, I got a pool size of Lechem upon him. A little bean size. Chad Amar Igyani Kizayis. One said, I got a Kizayis worth. Chad Amar Igyani Kizanav Halato. And one said, I got the size of a lizard's tail, which is a non-kosher animal. So, Bat Guacha, he used such lashon, such inappropriate lashon to describe the shear. So they checked after him. Ubatsa Boshem et Pasla. And they realized that he wasn't appropriate to be a Kohen of Obed to the base of Mikdash. Maybe Rashi says he was a Gas Ruach, Mevaza Kachay Shemayim. Okay, but this is the Gemara. But interesting, one of the Kohanim say, Magia Kapul. So is there a mitzvah to eat less than a Kizayis? Magia Kapul? What about general mitzvahs asay? Is there chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvos? We know there's a mitzvah asay of eating karbanos. The Rambam counts this in mitzvahs asay peites. And the Rambam quotes this in the beginning of Perek Yud of Hilchas Maisa Karbanos. The Rambam says, "Vachilas achatas v'ha'ashem mitzvahs asay. Shenemar v'achlo osam asher kupar bohem. Hakonim ochlim u'ba'alim iskamprim. V'hu adin l'shar kachim." Not our topic now, but the Rambam has something called a secondary level within the mitzvah. Right, chatas nashim are the ikar mitzvah, and then vodin l'shar kachim shochlin konim sh'achilasan mitzvah. That's what he says, and it's only zichrei kahuna v'chulu. And the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to eat mincha v'chein achilas shiurei menachas mitzvah zaseh shnei rabat asaras b'mena yochlu aharon uvarav. So there is a mitzvah zaseh of eating kachim. What is the shear? What is the shear? So we know by maror, just to take one mitzvah zaseh, there's a famous rush. We had a shear about this a couple of weeks ago when we spoke about maror around Daf Lamed Tes or so, with a rushim sachim in Yud Chaf Hei says that why do we need a kizayis in maror? Because the bracha says achilas maror. So that's unusual, right? Usually the bracha is derabanan. The mitzvah is daraisa bizman amigdash. Why would the Rosh quote that? So maybe it's just a siman, not a siba. It's a reflection. Once it's al achilas maros, it must be the rabanan at a mesora that it has to be a kezayis, which is still strange. Why would this be any different? So there are different suggestions given. Maybe maror inherently is a tufel mitzvah. It's supposed to be eaten with. It's not a separate mitzvah saseh of achila. It's supposed to be eaten with the Karban Pesach, and that's why Bizman HaZemar is Durabanan. It's not like matzah. So maybe that's why I would have thought it's less than a kezayis. Or maybe it has to do, right? It's only forcing me to eat maror, and I don't taste it, so I'm not yotzi, the Gemara says. So maybe for one of those reasons. But either way, the Rosh says, based on the bracha, there is a kezayis. But in general, does the concept of chatzi shir, which we know from Yuma, dafayin gimel, dafayin dalet, chatzi shir also min haTorah, when it comes to averos, does that apply to isurim? Even by isurim, it's based on a pasuk. So pashtus, it shouldn't apply. If I only have half a kezayis of matzah, does it pay to eat it? Okay, maybe there's a zecher, but does it pay to eat it? Right, so this is the sugya that comes up both in Pesachim Daf Gimel, which we just read, and Yuma Lamites. Yuma Lamites Aman Aleph, that's where an important Gemara comes up on the bottom of Lamites Aman Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, there were tremendous nisim that took place. Tanar Rabbanan, Abarim Shana Shishim B'Shimon HaTzadik, for 40 years when Shimon HaTzadik served, HaYagoral Ola B'Yamin, the Goral of Lashem and Lazazel, the Lashem one always went up in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol. Mikan Ve'elech, Pamim Ola B'Yamin, Upamim Ola B'Smol, HaYalashon Shal Zohoris Malbin, and the Lashon of Zohoris, the ribbon, always turned white to show that we were forgiven. Mikan Ve'elech, Pamim Ola B'Amenu Malbin, HaYaner Ma'Ravi Dolek, and the Nermar Ravi never went out. All these Nisim, the Eishal Marachim is Gaber, the Chulu, what's the one important for us? The Dishtalcha Bracha Ba'Omer Ubishte Halechem Ubalechem Apanim. There was Bracha in the Omer on the second day of Pesach, Shte Halechem on Shvuas, Halechem Apanim every Shabbos, the Chol HaKoim Shemakia Kizayis. Every Kohen that got a Kizayis, Yesh Ochlo V'Saveya, some were satiated from it, Yesh Ochlo Mosir, some even left it over, because every little bit of these karbanas mincha had special bracha on it, satiation power. Mikan ve'elech, but after Shimon HaTzadik passed on, nishtalcha me'era ba'omer ubishte halechem, ubalechem upon him. There was a curse in these breads, v'chal koin magia kapul, and every kohen only got a little bit. Vatsnuin, so they got a little bit. Were they fulfilling the mitzvah? Why didn't they just give a kizayis to one and then nothing to the others? Hatsnuin moshchines yideihem, the tsnuin used to pull away their hands, they wouldn't take part. Vagargaronim notlin vaochlin. And those that were gluttons used to be nota vaochal, they used to grab. Okay, so how do you read this Gemara? Rashi. Vecholgoin magia kapol, she'eno kizayis. Me'acher she'ro she'eno masbia. Once they saw that it wasn't satiating, it lost its bracha, they weren't interested. Hatsnuin moshchines yideihem. And then Shimon HaTzadik, even those who didn't get a kezayis, they got a kapul, they wouldn't be Moshech Yideim. So it sounds like there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, but because they couldn't get a kezayis, the tznuin wouldn't be interested in the mitzvah. How do you exactly read this Gemara? So there are a number of suggestions given. Let's start off with the Gemara in Daf Gimel. And again, this will all come back to our Gemara about Yochanan, who used to make sure there was no sar. So some Achronim suggest that really there's no such thing as a mitzvah less than a kezayis, including the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. It's all about kezayis, just like other karbanos. But maybe here, Kohen Gadol was always notel chelik barosh. The Kohen Gadol always takes. So someone is doing the mitzvah of Achilas Kezayis. So there was one kiyum ha-mitzvah done. And the rest of the Kohen could split it even less than a Kezayis. That's the suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kofla Medala, the Chsam Sofer, in Arachayim, in Simin Memtes. But it's hard to read into some of the Gemaras. Hard to read into our Gemara, right, Dav Gimel. Hard to read into the Gemara there, Daf Lamites, that after the Kohen Gadol received, it's true. It's true, the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam says, in Tmidin, Dalad, just to give an example, in Tmidin, in Dalad Yudalad, the Rambam does say that the Kohen Gadol can take. Kohen Gadol la'olam notel mikol mishmar chatzi hachalos shezacha bohen. Shenemra v'aisal aron levanav, mechza aron mechza levanav. Right, so the Kohen Gadol takes, right, so... No, that's fine. Or he says it by, in Ches Yud Aleph, also later on, by the Omer. Also, he says, Ketzah Nafas Halechem, he continues, this is in Ches Yud Aleph, V'chein Shtei Chalos Notel Kohen Gadol, Achas Mehen, V'ashniyam Es Chalechas Chol HaMishmaros. So Kohen Gadol always gets one of the Shtei Halechem, and always gets one of the half of the Lechem upon him. So again, maybe that's the idea. But again, still, then you're saying that the rest, there's only one mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, one Kezayis from everything, and then the rest of it does not have a mitzvah. That's one idea. If you look at the Mikdash David suggests in Yud Dalet Vav, the Shavuot of David Rappaport, he was the co-Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva in Baranovich, he died in a Russian concentration camp in 1941. The Mikdash David suggests that maybe it was Mitzuref with other Karbanos Mincha. Yeah, they had a little bit kapul of this, but it's Mitzuref with other Karbanos. So that's a chiddush, that it could be mitzuref with other karbanos. The Meshech Chachma goes even a step further. The Meshech Chachma in Vayikra Vavtes, the Meshech Chachma seems to say, could be mitzaref with any other karban. The Mikdash Javah just limits it to karbanos mincha, but says the Meshech Chachma, v'zeh pirish kol shehu. Right, he quotes a Taras Kohanim. There's a mitzvah to eat the whole thing. How do I know there's a mitzvah to even eat part of it? Miksasa tamalomar tochal afilu kalshehu. Even a kalshehu. What is kalshehu? Says the Meshech Chachma. V'zeh pirish kalshehu. Ritzono lomar kefi anosar af imnevdu miksasan. Right? Even if some of it got lost. Avalechol, right? It means to eat whatever's left. Avalechol kalshehu. But just to eat a kalshu per se, that's not a mitzvah zaseh, says the Meshech Chachma, kiva de'ein achila. That's not an achila. We know by regular achila, you need a, there's no such thing as a achila pachas b'kezayas. Rak dim haya magio kepul, haya ochel b'tziruf shar kachim b'kezayas, v'chol ha-kachim mitztarfim, v'haya ochlin apol milechem aponim, im tziruf shar kachim v'haya kezayas. That is the chiddush of the Meshech Chachma, that it's mitzuref with other karbanos. And he says, look at Tosfos Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma, which by the Hashem we will look at in a second. Ukimo, and then he compares it, kumo shekol ha-pigulin mitztarfim, just like all pigulin, all isurim are mitztarif, kal chen kol ha-kachim mitztarfim le-mitzvahs achilas kachim. Wow, Yon Chasam Sofer, he quotes our Chasam Sofer in Simin, in our Chaim Simin Memtes. But either way, this is another suggestion. Again, all these Achronim assume that there's no such thing as Achilas Kachem Pachot Mikazayas, and you come up with a new Kimta in the cases of Yuma Lametes, Emsachem Dav Gimel, and that is the Kohen Gadol took a Chelik Barosh, or it's Mitztarif, it's Mitztarif with Minchas, Mitztarif with other Karbanos. Interesting, this itself might be based on a Machlokas Bishonim. What's the nekuda between the Mikdash David and the Meshech Chachma? The Mikdash David says, yeah, that this Magia Kapol could be mitzaref with other karbanos, mincha. And the Meshech Chachma says it could be mitzaref with all other karbanos. The Rambam that we just read before, and the Rambam has it in mitzvahs asei peches peites, the Rambam has two separate mitzvahs, eating chatas and asham, along with kachi kalim, and then another mitzvah of eating shiari mincha. Two separate mitzvahs asei. If you look in the Rav Sadia Gaon, he has one mitzvah. Mechalos kachim. One mitzvah. The Ramban, the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kobeis, quotes the Ramban that there's no mitzvah. It's just the mitzvah of Avodas HaKarbanos. Part of Avodas HaKarbanos is to do the Kabbalah, the Holacha, the Zrika, the Shchita, the Achila. The Achila is also included in that. You don't need a separate mitzvah of Avodas HaKarbanos. So maybe the Machlokes, Meshech Chachma, Mikdash David is good for the Machlokes. The Rambam and Rav Sadia Gaon, the Rambam who says there's two separate mitzvos, say that maybe you can't be mitztaref, mincha, and other karbanos. While according to the Rav Sadia Gaon, it's all one mitzvah, maybe it could all be mitzuref, all be mitzuref. What about the Ramban? The Ramban says there's no mitzvah at all. Maybe the Ramban, there can't be any tziref even between minchas, because it's all part of each and every separate respective karban. Everything is a separate karban. So maybe there's no mitzuref at all. Okay, but either way, we can still ask, why would you count achilas together or not? But again, all of the above assume that the mitzvah of achilas kachim is no different than any other mitzvah of achilu. You need a kezayis, and they came up with rukimta. But a number of achronim, Chasam Sofer, the Beis Halevi, assume otherwise. And it starts with the Tosfos Yeshanim there in Maseches Yuma on Daf Lamedtes, where the Tosfos Yeshanim says, Omer Rebbe, on that Gemara that says that after Shimon HaTzadik died, the Kohanim got kapul and the Tzum were Moshech Yideihem. Amar Rebbe Davka Magia Kapul. Aval Bekezayas Lo Hayo Moshech Yideihem. Ki Dimu Lekayim Mitzvah Sachila. If they would have gotten a Kezayas, they wouldn't have pulled back their hands. Aval Kan Lo Hayo Mitzvah Sachila Legamre. Kivan She'ein Sham Ela Kapul. V'lo Hayu Svein. It wasn't a complete Mitzvah Sachila. Yishlomar De Lo Boy Kezayas Legamre Ela Kezayas Adif. The chashiva achila, ulekubam lahayu yecholim lechelik b'shavet, lechelik b'shavet. They couldn't split up equally, and it's not a complete mitzvah, but kezayis is adif. The chashiva achila. What's he driving at? Says the Chasam Sofer, alluded to in the Tshuva, but the Maariz Chayis right here in Yuma Lametes quotes the Chasam Sofer, says that no, there's a difference by achilas kachim compared to all other mitzvos, and that is lechem apanim. Talking about here, lechem apanim, the mitzvah is that it shall be eaten, not that any kohen shall eat it. So if it's about shall be eaten, so if other kohanim are taken care of, and there's no brachas, so I don't want to take part in it because There's no special bracha in it, so I can pull my hands away, and I'm not doing anything wrong because I'm making sure that the karban is taken care of by being eaten by others. That's what he quotes here from Rav Moshe Sofer, going out Bezdin to Kalkala Pressburg. Right, there's a mitzvah, even b'chasi shir, and that means meaning that it's a gilui by yisur, and applies by mitzvahs too. V'shani lechem apanim de eno mitzvah hamutal ala prat, raka mitzvah ala kol kahane beisav she yis achel lechem apanim v'im nis achel al yidei acher gam ken is kaima a mitzvah umipize mashru yideihem v'nachon. By lechem apanim, the mitzvah is that it shall be eaten, not that any kohen has to specifically eat it. That's what Chassam Sofer says to explain this Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamites. The Beis Halevi expands that. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph, Simin Beis, and Zion, and Chelek Gimel, Nun Aleph, goes one step further. All karbanos have that idea, not just a lechem upon him. All karbanos, the idea is that they shall be eaten, not that any one kohen has a chiv to eat it. Says the Beis Halevi, mitzvah zachilas kachim alo avi a mitzvah klal al adam miyuchad to alo avi chiyuva akarkafta de gavra raka mitzvah de besar kachim yu ne'echolin umishiyesh lo besar kodesh harashus biyadu lino la'achel achlo v'gam ke mikuya mitzvah zu v'yem kein hari gam ba'achal kol echad pachos v'kizayis v'komako maha kachim nis'achlu. Only by Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is different. Karban Pesach, then there's a chi of akakaf to the gavra for everybody to eat a kezayis. But that is the chiddush of the Beis Halevi, and that explains Magia Kapol. It is okay. Read another a mashal to this mashal that shall be eaten the mitzvah is by kiddush. By kiddush, we know that 3 day is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalin. What is the halacha about drinking the kiddush wine? Drinking the kiddush wine. So says the. We spoke about this a little bit in Erevin. I think that's where the Gemara was. But the Gemara tells us, Im lo tam ha-makadish, the Shulchan Aruch says, Reish ayin alef yodalet, Im lo tam ha-makadish, v'tam echam yam v'su, v'koli lugmav yatsa, if any one person drank mali lugmav, yotse, v'ein sh'tias sh'nayim mistarefes mali lugmav, and two people cannot be mitzvah, according to the first day. Okay, everybody should get a little bit. That's separately. V'yesh omrin, day number two. Tekiva debay kulam tamu mali lugmav yatsu. If everybody ate a mali lugmav all together, yotze, that's the shita of the Ritva in Erevin. Right, number two. V'hagaonim sovrim shelo tamu makadish lo yatsa. The gaonim say, if the makadish wasn't toaim, and didn't shake a lo yatsa, v'yeh roi lachush lidivrehem, and roi lachush to for their words. So again, 3 different days. So again, is it about drinking the wine or making the wine is drunk? That's the day of the Ritva, that it is all mitztarev together. The Beis Halevi continues and adds in Chela Gimel, he says there are a number of nachkaminas regarding this about achilas kachim, that you might say alach lamais, and each one of these is a separate topic. But number one, shalok kederach achilaso. Right, what happens if I eat karbanos, shalok kederach achila? There's a Mishnah Menachas and Daf Tadi Tes going over to Daf Kuf about when Yom Kippur is on Friday, how they eat the karbanos on Shabbos. Right, you can't cook it on Shabbos, you can't cook it on Yom Kippur. So it says the Bavliim ate it raw. The Bavliim ate it raw. Isn't that Shalok Kederach? Tosus talks about it. Isn't that Shalok Kederach? So it suggests the Beis Halevi, maybe when it comes to Kachim, even Shalok Kederach is okay because there's no mitzvah for one person to eat it. It's mitzvah for it to be eaten, and therefore even Shalok Kederach would be okay. Or he suggests, what about mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana, Ein Tzrichas Kavana? So he says, maybe by Achilas Kachim, for sure, it's result-oriented mitzvah. And you would say, Ein Tzrichas Kavana. At least that's one suggestion that you could say here regarding Karbanos. Again, there's a lot of steerers. Hopefully we'll have a shear separately on mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana and not. But that's the idea. One final point, and that is, why would Achilas Kachim be like this? Why would we say that it's all about for it to be eaten and not for anybody to eat it? So just 2 points. Number one, Achilas Karbanos is a tzibur type of idea. The Bate Avos, the Mishmaros, have the responsibility. By nature, it's a tzibur type of idea. Right? It's not a Chovas Gavra. Right? The Shevet Kahuna has a responsibility to make sure the Karbanos are brought and make sure the Karbanos are eaten. And therefore, because it's a tzibur type of idea, maybe that's why this is suggestion. And number two, the Cheftza. By matzah and maror, by most items that have a mitzvah sagavra, there's no kedusha inherent in the item. It's a hechitimsi. It's a tool to help me fulfill my mitzvah. Conceptually, mitzvah starts with a person. Right? That's by matzah, by maror. By kachim, Maybe it's different. Maybe Truma is like this too. But by Kachin, there's Kedusha. The mitzvah might start with the Chefsa show, so Kachim, and then go to the Gavra. So again, if the mitzvah is focused on the Chefsa, so that is why it might be a mitzvah, it might be an idea of having it to be eaten, to be eaten. Good. Rav Asher Weiss just adds in Psachim, in Simen Dalet Oz Beis, like the Beis Halevi, right? There's a mitzvah, Sheyehei Nechal, but to explain that Tosfos Yeshanim, who says Kizayis is still Adif, there's still a Chovas Gavra. There's still a mitzvah Sagavra if he doesn't. A mitzvah, I shouldn't say Chova, a Kiyum. There's a Kiyum mitzvah Sachila, right? There's a Kiyum mitzvah Sachila if anyone does it to eat a Kizayis. So it's a result-oriented mitzvah, but there's still a mitzvah hagavra if he eats a kezayis. A mitzvah reshus sakiyim when there is a kezayis available. So again, this is the Chassam Sofer and the Meshech Chachma and the Beis Halevi and the other Chassam Sofer and the Minchas Asher, all these achronim discussing this mitzvah of achilas kachim. We'll stop here.